Well, welcome everyone, and this is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. Glad to have you joining us this evening, as always, as we take this cosmic journey. Wanted you to know that we are located out of Memphis, Tennessee, but I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. Anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section, and it's available shortly after the show finishes. And now, if you're not online or have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in to 347-838-9142. And if you have a question and you want to talk to the guest, call 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. Tonight, your special guest, of course, is me, and I'm going to be sharing something really wonderful with everyone. It's called the Body Code. It's an energy balancing system. But before I go into that, and I've got several people on the line, so everybody hang in there, because I'm going to get to everyone that does call in this evening and check you out on this body code system. You're going to love it. First of all, just to let you know, the Cosmic Contact Show comes on first, which is my show on Mondays, and it is always at 6:30 Central Standard Time, 4:30 Pacific Coast Time. On Tuesdays, the I Am Well Show is at 8 p.m., that's Central Standard Time. And the Night Search Show is at 9:30 Central Standard Time. The No Show is at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, Central Standard Time. The Laws of Material Wealth is at 8:30 p.m. Again, these are live shows, and that's at 8:30. On Thursday, we have the Progressive News Weekly. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show. That's at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. On Saturday, we have Soul Town, the Sound of Music, which is broadcast at 3 p.m. from Memphis with Reginald Jenkins. I want to check that out. And Soul Music, the Dream Vision 7 show is on Sunday, and it's at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That comes from Boston. So we're all over the place here, but we have a lot of great people that are in the network, and they always have wonderful guest on her show, just like I always do, and I'm so excited so many people have called in this evening. If I run over on the time, I do plan on continuing helping people. Everyone that calls in, I'm going to do my best to get to them this evening. We're going to have a fantastic show, and I wanted to make sure everything is up and going, and it looks really good here. Okay. First of all, I want to talk to you a little about what I'm doing. The Body Code is an advanced energy balancing system. Energetic healing is the big thing right now, has been for a long time. But this system comes from Dr. Bradley Nelson's book called The Emotion Code. He is seen besides just looking for trapped emotions that are blocking the body, but checking the body, checking all about the systems. The human body holds all the answers that we need to help it function at the peak. And the reason it can do that is the body can't lie to you. Our brain, it can lie about everything, you know, smoke the cigarettes, drink the alcohol and caffeine and stuff. But when you ask the body, which is connected to your heart, of course, it will give you the correct answer. And this is such a powerful, wonderful tool. I use muscle testing. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be on my computer, and then I've got all my systems set up there. And so I'll just, as I talk to each person that is called in, I'll go in on my other computer, and I'll look at the systems, and I'll see what is showing up for them. And we'll go through them, and it will, and then I will be clearing it out. I'll be doing what is called an energetic clearing. And it's going to be so much fun, and it will go so quickly. And hopefully that if you have got some problems and you've got some health issues, boy, this is the time So be thinking about something that you would like to ask about, and so that I can check you out. Now, again, this, I'll be tapping into the healing power of the subconscious mind, because I'm going to bypass our conscious mind and go right to the subconscious mind, and that's how I do it with muscle testing. I've been doing this since 2000 is when I really started practicing it, because I had a real problem with, I was allergic to gluten. But then I found out it wasn't just gluten, it was corn and soy and nuts and all kinds of things. I just have all these different food allergies and things. So I had to really learn to muscle test so I could in me, because my food was making me sick. And I was getting to where I thought, I'm not going to be able to eat anything, you know, because every time I would eat something. But then once I got on gluten-free and I could muscle test and really see what I was eating, I started getting healthy and my body started responding. I still have problems, though. It's not that it's like it's the end. That it, every now and then something slips through and I will get caught into something that I'm not supposed to be eating, and it gives me a very bad reaction, and so I have to deal with that. Anyway, I don't know. All I can say is this is something I've been wanting to do. I've been wanting to do the body code ever since I started learning the emotion code, how to remove trapped emotions, and just finally decided to bite the bullet, so to speak, and invest in the program so that I could learn this. And I'm so thrilled that I know what I know, because it's been easy for me to understand what Dr. Nelson has been sharing on the DVDs that he sent for to learn with. This is all done on computer. What amazing times we live in. We don't have to go anywhere. We can just do it right there in our living room and learn this awesome stuff. But I have I hit something there. Excuse me. Well, Annie, I know you're on the line. Would you like to put some input in or anything?
Well, I'm sorry I haven't been able to listen. You've got the lines loaded, girlfriend. So, everyone, if you want to call in and try to talk to Pam, give us a call at 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. And Pam, should we go ahead and tell them how to get in touch with you? Let's do it now, and then we'll do it a little later on in the show, too.
Okay, tell them.
So, to reach Pam by phone, it's 901-331-0841, or you can email her at angelworks22@hotmail.com. That's angelworks22 at hotmail.com. And also check out our Facebook page. You got a lot of stuff on your Facebook page. Pam's written a book, Angel Karma Strikes Again. Everybody needs a copy of that. Get a great laugh every day. Put a smile on your face. What else, Pam? Did I leave out anything?
No, you didn't, but I want you to tell people that you do muscle testing, too, and that
yes.
I know you use it.
Right. I probably have been doing the power reflex method. When Pam first started teaching it, of course, I've been by her side the whole way. So I've probably done it for about 10 years now, maybe even longer than that, but... and I do. I use it for my plants. Do they need water? Do they not? I do it for food. I do it on decision making. I'm in sales, so at work. So I do it on, I shouldn't say this, but sometimes you have customers that you just get a gut feeling about. And so I'll always double check and muscle test, and for those who I need to make a COD, I have used it for that several times, and thank goodness I did. But I just like it because in the beginning, I didn't trust myself, and I think that's probably when a lot of people give up, but I never gave up. And a lot of times Pam would have to say, well, did you muscle test? And I'm like, well, no, because I, you know, so it takes you a little while to get in the habit. But once you're in the habit, you don't want to stop doing it. And it is a great tool that we're blessed to have.
Well, I love that you shared that. And you know what? The thing about testing your clients, I mean, that is awesome because, I mean, I can walk in a room of 50 people and in a few minutes tell you who's going to lie to you and who's going to be your best friend and where you do not want to cast pearls before swine to that person because they'll be negating you. The thing is, when you learn the muscle test, there's so many things that you can do with this. And the power reflex method, I am working on a video that I will teach people how to do it and so they can see me doing it with people and how and the many ways that it can be used because, you know, there's so many ways once you learn. The big thing is practice. If you practice it, you'll get it. It does take time. It took me, I would say, about 3 months. Maybe a little over 2.5 months before I really got it. Dr. Morton that taught me, he said he practiced for like a year before it really, you know, he felt like he had it down. But I was pretty desperate when I was learning. Dr. Morton is the one that has introduced me to all this wonderful stuff. He's no longer on the planet, but he's got a lot of people who think about him and love him. He helped a lot of people. He was a great man, great doctor. And again, I want to thank everybody who's called in this evening. And, you know, since we've got quite a few people and we don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to work with everyone that's online. And so if you'll just hang in there, I won't hang up until everyone that has called in today gets a reading with me, okay? All right.
Okay.
Now let's see what we got. Oh, this is exciting. Again, now, after I work on you, I may get to a point where I have to say, you're going to have to call me up and we'll have to finish this because it could go into other things if it gets too long. But if it might go so quickly that we can go through several systems, figure out what you need for your health issue, or just some people might say, well, I just want a general reading. I can do that too. And here we go. We're going to have me get in on my other computer here, set up this. Okay. First of all, let's bring in our first caller, Danny, and that is Sandra from New York.
Okay. Welcome, Sandra.
Hi, thank you so much. I didn't realize I was the first caller. I feel blessed.
Well, thank you for calling. Sandra, now I've told you what I'm doing tonight, so do you have an issue? Okay.
Yes, I do. I would have to say I'd love to be able to connect to the part of me to help release weight.
Okay. You want to see
unwanted weight.
Unwanted weight. You got some issues here. Let's see. Well, that's what we need to know, first of all. And I need to know your age.
46.
And your birthday?
March 2nd. Do you need the year?
Yes.
1969.
Okay. That's good. And you might, if you have a pencil and piece of paper, you might want to write some of this stuff down as it comes up because there might be something in nutrition and lifestyle that says that you will need to, so we'll see what that is.
Okay.
The first thing I do is I always have to ask for permission, and I have your permission, and I'm calling in the angels, asking for the highest healing for you today, and I'm getting a positive on that that's a real go. So let's see what shows up here. First of all, let me see what the systems are showing up. Is it energies? Is it circuit systems, toxins, pathogens, misalignments? Is it nutrition and lifestyle? Okay, right to what you're wanting to know about. Well, then we go to nutrition and lifestyle, and it has color deficiency, sleep, outside needs, magnetic field, pH imbalance, malnutrition, foods, herbs, and nutrients. It says, okay, that's what it's saying you need. Do you need nutrients? No. Do you need foods? Do you need herbs? It says you need foods. Let's see what the foods are. Hippocrates says, let food be your medicine. If there's particular food that you need to consume in order to heal faster or to maintain health, okay. I'm going to ask, is there a particular food on this list that you need? And let's see what the list is. Let me pull that up here. Is it in row 1, row 2, row 3, row 4, row 5, row 6, row 7, row 8, row 9? Row 9, okay. Now, this is always kind of fun when this comes up because in row 9, is it column A, is it column B, column C, column D? In column D, and row 9, column A, column B. Okay. Lemon, lime, loganberry, and nectarine. Well, first of all, it says you need some nectarines to eat. Do you like nectarines?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I definitely consume lemon water, and I use lime and sometimes when I make a dressing, and so I definitely use them.
Okay. Okay, so right now your body says it does need nectarines, which is good to know. Okay, I want to ask if there is an underlying, something underlying cause of this problem that we need to look at, and it says there is one, and let me see, let me go back to the, close this out. Go back into the systems. Okay, since there is an underlying cause here, first of all, it just shows us, says, hey, you're needing something. I would think there'd be a ton of vitamin C in nectarines. That's one of my favorite fruits, and I even, as soon as they start coming in season myself. Okay, does it have to do with energy, circuit system, toxins, pathogens, misalignments? Now, it's showing there's a misalignment. Let me go in here and see what's showing up here. Is it connected tissue, glands, organs, systems? Is it skeletal? All right, let me check on that. Is it appendicular? It says it's the axial skeleton. Let me get that. It says it's your thoracic cage. Okay, all three of them. Okay, it's the xiphoid process. So, and your, you know, your if you could see your bones, and we're talking about the all the rib bones that come across the front of your body. And
okay.
It's right there, this xiphoid process, where it's right where your thymus would be. And you know where they tell you to thump your thymus so you'll be happy and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what I'm talking about now. That's right there in the middle of the chest, you know, above the heart. So that's what
okay.
I'm showing there. Okay, now I want to again ask, is there an underlying, something that's showing up there that is showing there that we need to look at again? And it says, yes, there is. Okay, is this a trapped emotion that's in there? It says, yes. And how many are there? One, two, three. So there are three trapped emotions that are blocked in here in this xiphoid. And let me see what they are. So we're going to remove some emotions right now. Because, again, this is energy work. So emotions is a lot of it. Because I have found so many emotions that were trapped in organs and parts of my body that I was having problems with and cleared them out. And, I mean, I was good to go. So, first of all, Sandra, it says the first trapped emotion is, okay, column H and column B. Okay, worthless. That is the first trapped emotion.
Worthless?
Worthless, yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't know a woman that doesn't have that. I do not know what it is with us in our lifestyle now, but we all just feel worthless on the planet right now.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me go into the next one and see what the next one is. We'll just get them all, see what they are, and then we'll go from there.
Well, thank God I only got three.
Okay, unworthy. Are you feeling unworthy?
I can understand this, so I'll continue.
Okay, all right. Now let's go to the next one. Okay, column A. Okay, shame. All right, we're getting some shame going here.
Oh my God, this is so incredible.
I know, honey. You know what? And I'm sure it's probably how you're feeling about your body. You feel worthless. You feel unworthy. You feel shame. I'm going to ask right now.
But you know, more than just that, just about feeling my body, I think what kind of triggered this situation created those feelings prior to me actually gaining the weight. So that is pretty deep that
Let's go back in time. Let's go to worthless. I'm going to go back in time when you were a little girl, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's when you first took on this trapped emotion of worthless. Did this
do
with the mother? Did it have to do with the father? No, something during school. Yeah, something you were at school. Was it a teacher? Was it a student? A female? Yeah, female student. Some kid in school said something to you that made you feel worthless when you were about that age. That's when it's our shadow. It's when we take it on when we're about 10.
Wow.
I want to ask, is it important that you know what it is at this time? It's just, no, it isn't. But I want you to be thinking about that because you're going to process this for a few days. Because when you clear out these emotions, this may just end your weight problem. You know,
right.
Help you get the weight off. Okay, now let's go to unworthy. I'm going to go back in time when you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, about 13 years old, 12, 13. Something happened when you were 13. Was this having to do with your mother? No, with the father? Something with the father about 13. Something came up that was said or done that made you feel unworthy. Can you think of something that was going on around that time, 13, something going on? Or maybe it wasn't your dad. It might be a male figure or something.
It was probably my dad.
Okay.
You know, I don't think he obviously, you know, my parents loved me, but just they did the best of obviously that they could.
Right.
And there was, you know, I can't say that my dad was really hard on me, but there were definitely those feelings from time to time, for sure.
Well, the thing about unworthy, now I want you to listen to this, because I looked it up, because I thought, well, what is worthless, I understand, but unworthy, when we get that unworthy, what we do is a self-sabotaging emotion. That means that we keep creating feelings of something to feel unworthy. And it's just a thing that keeps it going on and on and on. And
I really relate to the self-sabotaging. I've seen myself do this in patterns, you know.
Yeah.
Once you get into your 40s and your 30s, you start to become more enlightened and you look back and you see those patterns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen for myself.
Right, and you probably feel like, well, I've cleared this out, but on a subconscious level, your subconscious mind has put a wall there to protect you because there was some hurt that was going on there. What was that wall made of? Is it wood, stone, steel, brick, 10 foot? No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. A 7 foot thick brick wall was placed over the heart. That's what the subconscious mind did that to protect you at the time. So there was a lot of hurt going on there. And you know, when you feel unworthy, what that means is you feel like everybody else has worth and value and they get what they want, but you don't. And that's why you keep that going. So that's a very good thing with self-esteem.
Yes, it is challenging with self-esteem. And it's so funny, too, because on the other end, when I look back and I talk to my friends, they all thought I was so perfect, so pretty, so this, so that. And I'm like, wow, that's so funny because I never felt that way or I never looked at myself that way. Do you know what I mean?
I do know, honey.
It's interesting.
You know, my sister was a beautiful woman, and somebody told her when she was 8 years old, some kid on school ground called her double ugly. And from then on, she believed that she was ugly. And she'd spend hours on her hair and her makeup. She was as pretty as could be. But, you know, she carried that with her for a long time. So we can do that. Well, I tell you what, let's clear this out right now. And so what I want you to do, I'm going to say the word, these three emotions, and I want you to blow them off, and I'm going to release them with infinite love and gratitude. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's go off worthless. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, Holy Spirit, infinite love, says the scone. Okay, now let's blow off unworthy. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, Holy Spirit, infinite love, says the scone. Okay, now let's blow off shame. Blow hard. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love, as it's gone. Now, I didn't ask, is there any reason, do we need to look at what the shame means? And it says no. That'll be something that you can think of. But anyway, right now, at this time, it's as your body has cleared out these three trapped emotions. So, I mean, you're not going to be carrying that around with you anymore. Now, I want to ask if there is anything else underlying that needs to be looked at this time regarding your weight. There just is. There's one more thing. Let's see what it is. Okay, it keeps going back to nutrition and lifestyle.
I know. I've been... it's so funny. Prior to this happening, I was somebody who worked out like 7 days a week and ate very well. And for some reason, I just cannot make that connection to caring about myself the same way. And that's how I used to look at it, is like, I love myself. I love myself enough to cook these great foods. I love myself enough to exercise and take care of myself. And I can't seem to connect to that again.
Okay. What's coming up for you is dehydration. It says your body is dehydrated. It says common for thirst impulse is to be confused with hunger, which leads to difficulty muscle testing. It also says tap water often does not correct dehydration. It is believed to be a homeopathic blend of many energies, including industrial waste, agricultural runoff, artificial hormones, and antibiotics. So that's what we're drinking when we're drinking tap water. So,
yeah.
And some of the symptoms are headache, joint pain, low back pain, neck pain, foggy thinking, constipation. Anyway, I don't know if you have any of those problems, but let me see how much water you need to be drinking for your system, because it will tell me, because you need the right quantity. Okay, I'm going to do 10 ounces at a time, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 50, 51. It says that you need to be drinking 50 ounces of water a day. That will get you hydrated. And, you know, gosh, you're starting to drink water more. I know that could help you lose weight. I want to ask if there is another underlying cause at this time that needs to be looked at. It says no. Girl, I think if you started drinking water and get on that, and now that we've cleared out some trapped emotions that have been stuck there, and you know what? The thymus gland, they call it our happy spot. And, you know, that's why they say thump your thymus, you know, if you're not feeling good, it helps to boost your immune system up. In fact, I wanted to ask about your immune system. On a scale of 10 to 100, 100 being the highest, let's see where you are right now. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. 90, you're up to 90. That's good, but still not all the way to 100%.
I feel pretty healthy. Like, I don't, you know, it's probably been years since I've had a cold, and, you know, I definitely do feel pretty healthy. But I think just those emotions were really weighing me down.
Yeah. You know, I think that was right. Please keep my phone number and call me.
Thank
you
so much.
Like,
that was so wonderful, Pam.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, it was so direct and pinpointed and really got down to, you know, exactly what I know is already bothering me. So that's wonderful.
Well, you just need to love yourself more and
Amen.
Value the great person that you are and know that God has a wonderful plan for you, just like he does everyone else. And, you know, if you're carrying the weight that makes you not feel so good about yourself, then the only one that can change that is you, honey.
Yes, I know. I know.
Well, drink more water and eat those nectarines.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. God bless.
Thank you, Sandra.
All right. Looky here. Where are we now, Annie? Who's next?
Let's bring Jackie Boyd in. Let me bring Jackie in. Are you there, Jackie?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi, Jackie. All right. Hi. Are you ready to get checked out here and let's see what's going on?
I am. This is so exciting.
Well, thank you. It is exciting. And, again, I've been studying it for a while, but as I work on it, I know there's many levels still that I'll be so much better a month on down the road. But I just wanted to put this out there for people because it's something exciting. Okay, first of all, let's see what's showing up for Jackie. Is it anything with energies? Is it circuits and systems? Is it toxins? Is it pathogens? It says it's a misalignment. Let's see what the misalignment is. Is it connective tissue, glands, organs, systems? Again, we're going to the skeletal system. Let's see what shows up there. Appendicular, no. Is it appendicular? Yeah. Okay, let me check that out. Is it the lower limbs? Upper limbs. Okay, there's something going on with the upper limbs. Let's see what that says here. Wrist and hands and bones. Ulna bones, radius bones, clavicle bones. Scapula bones. Oh, something to do with the scapula. Okay, let's see what goes there. We have two scapula bones. You know that your scapula that goes right across the top of your shoulder. Okay, let me make sure I'm getting the right thing. Yeah, okay. Okay, right now it's showing that you have a problem there. So there's something, maybe a chiropractic adjustment. Would it be good for you to have the chiropractor adjusts you in that area, and I'm getting a positive there. So sometimes, you know, I can ask for different things.
Yeah.
I also want to ask, is there any trapped emotions there? No. It is something to do that could be a chiropractic, could be adjustment there. I want to ask if there is an underlying cause for this. Let's see what shows up here. Let's see something else. Comes in here. Nutrition and lifestyle. Okay. Let's see what shows up there. Everybody I know is dehydrated. That's exactly what's showing right now with you, Jackie. It says that you are dehydrated. Are you feel like you drink enough water?
Not in the last 2 days, I haven't. No. I am dehydrated.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Well, let's see how much water you need to be drinking every day because everybody has their quotient. And I thought that was so cool. So I'm checking everybody now. Are you not drinking enough water? This is how much you need to drink. In fact, I checked myself before I got online, and I was about 2 quarts low already because I haven't drunk enough today. But we don't even think about it. We'll drink coffee. We'll drink other things. But, you know, water is the big deal. You need to be drinking, it says, for your body. 10, 20, 30, 30, 31, 32 ounces a day would get you just right. So that would be what you need to be drinking. Okay. I want to ask if there is there another underlying cause regarding this? And it says, yes, there is. Let's see what it is. I'm going to go back again and see what else is showing up. And it says nutrition and lifestyle. Okay, foods and herbs, okay. Is it nutrients? No. Foods? No. It says an herb. It says you need an herb. Let's see what it is. Let me get in here and look at these herbs. Sometimes we need a special herb to help boost our system up. Is it in column A, B, C, D? It's in column D. Row 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm looking at my list here. 6. In column 6, is it row 1, 2, 3. Okay. Pennyroyal. Okay. It says you need prickly poppy. Prickly poppy, and that's so funny. That, you know what that is that's a great herb for inflammation and It helps with the nerves, with all the nerve endings, because I've had a couple of people that has come up for them. And we, I looked online, and they've got a specific name for it. Do you have an herb place there where you could go and check it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you go and talk to them and see what they, I'm going to tell you, I think I wrote down the name of it when I wrote it. Find it now. Anyway, it has a specific name, this prickly poppy. So if you just write that down and start checking to see, I think you can get it in capsule form. So if you did, all right, say you've got the prickly poppy in a capsule form, how many would you need a day? One, two, three capsules a day. But this would be, it says your body needs this. This is what your this Bobby Code is saying. You know, I don't know
what
all what these things are about, but, huh?
What kind of coffee?
I didn't hear you.
What is the name of the supplement?
Prickly poppy. It's an herb.
Prickly?
Prickly. P-R-I-C-K-L-E-Y. Prickly poppy.
Okay.
Look, like, you know, the poppy? But this is the, you know, like the flower, the poppy. And
yes.
So it's got almost like some kind of like a poppy is like a narcotic almost, you know, effect.
Yes.
There. Okay, I want to ask if there is anything else that needs to be looked at this time. It says no. At this time, is there an underlying cause that's something that needs to be checked on you at this time? It says no. So right now, just getting you drinking more water, get on this prickly poppy, and I want to ask if there are any trapped emotions that are there that need to be looked at. Because even though you're doing good emotionally, I thought that was really interesting, but getting into the thoracic. That can you get some body work, you know, chiropractic adjustments or something? Why don't you tell them that energy healer picked it up, that was the area, and is it on your left side? No, it says it's on the right side, where you in the scapula area. It's all across the shoulder, and kind of down the back and the front there. It's a big muscle that makes everything work good. Have you been having any pain or anything in that area?
A feeling of weakness.
Maybe that's it. You know, it could be a misalignment. It said it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the bones. It's a bone alignment there. Get that checked out, too. You got that written down?
Check out what?
I said, did you write that down?
Prickly poppy, three times a day. Did you tell me what the unit or how much each capsule needed to be?
No, honey, I didn't. I just got three a day because if it comes in capsules, it's got a specific name for it. It won't say prickly poppy. I mean, if we could go to an herbal store, they'll look it up and they'll say they've got a bottle of this, and it probably won't say prickly poppy. It'll say something else and it has it in that. I was looking up for someone
else. Well, we have Ozark Natural Foods here, and they have a pretty big selection there, and they know. Usually the staff in that section knows what's going on. So,
well, you know what? When you if they have that there, like if it comes in, a capsule or something, just do the sway test with it. Just muscle test yourself and see which one would be the best for you. They probably have several, different kinds that would have the prickly poppy in it. Find the one that would be the best, and you can always call me, and I could be happy to muscle test you. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Well, thank you. Appreciate you calling, honey.
All right, love you.
Love you, too. Okay, now where are we, Annie? Okay,
I'm trying to get my cell phone here. Okay, next we have Catalina from Washington, I believe. Let me get Catalina in.
I got it. Hi, Catalina.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in. Nice to hear your sweet voice.
Thank you. Same to you.
I've met Catalina up here. She's just a wonderful healer in her own right. And I sort of get online. I was telling her I was doing this new thing called the Body Code. And, okay, since I have your permission, and I'm going to always ask again for help from above, let's check out the body's energies. Is it circuits and systems? Is it toxins? Do you have anything showing up as pathogens, misalignments, nutrition and lifestyle? Okay, let me go in here and see what this is. Let's see what it picks up here. Malnutrition. Okay. Let me check on that. Okay. Is it spiritual malnutrition? Says no, it's a physical malnutrition. You know, we can be spiritually malnutrition. I think that's interesting. Okay, now let me read you a little bit about it. A group of conditions generally related to poor quality or insufficient quantity of nutrients are you taking in or you're absorbing. Two major types of malnutrition. Is it protein energy malnutrition? Is it micronutrient deficiency? Yes, it says that it is micronutrient deficiency. And it says it can be taken care of through supplementation, so taking some supplements. Okay, now we need to identify the type of malnutrition. Does it have to do with the small intestines? No. Okay. Remember when I saw you and I said, gosh, you feel so small. I said, have you lost weight? And,
yes.
You know, of course, stress can do that. But it says here that you are needing some supplements to correct this. Is there an underlying cause that needs to be looked at this time? And it says, yes, there is. Well, let's go back and see what it is. If it'll show up here. Okay, it says misalignment. Okay. See what the system is from. Urinary, skeletal, muscular, respiratory, reproductive, circulation, digestive system. Okay, let me tap on that, see what shows there. Okay, see what's showing up here. Gallbladder. Okay. Are you having any gallbladder problems that you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Do you have any discomfort in the right?
I know. I used to in the past, but...
Okay. What about your right knee? Does your right knee ever bother you?
Yes.
The right shoulder, in the very back, on the very top. There's a little place back there. Sometimes that will... I've had gallbladder problems for years. I'm still dealing with that.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have any discomfort under the right rib cage? No.
No.
No nausea, no vomiting, no gas. Do you have bloating, sometimes bloating?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I picked up on that. Identify and remove any underlying. Okay, I want to ask right now, is your gallbladder happy? And it says, no, it's not. Okay, well, that's a good indication. Okay. So, is there trapped emotion in the bladder? It says, yes, there is. Is there more than one? It says, there is one, two. It says, there's two trapped emotions. Let's see what they are. Let me get on the... Okay, and it goes right down to the gallbladder. Call mates. And depression, frustration, indecisiveness is the first one that shows up. Okay, indecisiveness. And there's another one. Let's see what the other one is. And again, it is in the gallbladder. Okay, indecisiveness and taken for granted. That is the two trapped emotions that are trapped in the gallbladder at this time. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
You know, one thing about the gallbladder, I mean, you have a hard time making decisions when your gallbladder is out of balance. I mean, you just don't, your mind just goes back and forth, should I do this? Should I do that? You know, it's not an easy thing. I know that. So that is being indecisive is a big gallbladder problem. I'm going to ask if you, I'm going to be you for just a moment, Catalina. I'm going to see if you had any gallstones. So you don't have any gallstones. Do you have an inflamed gallbladder? Yes, I'm getting that there's just some there's some inflammation in there. A little angry gallbladder right now. But you know, that'll keep you from wanting to eat because you don't feel so good when you do, you know, and your food just kind of just lays there. It doesn't feel like it digests well because you've got to have, you know, everything working good to your stomach, gallbladder, to the liver and everything. Okay, I think if we cleared out these two trapped emotions, let's see if that doesn't make your gallbladder feel a lot better. So let's clear out the first emotion, and I want you to take a deep breath, and we're just going to blow it off right now. Indecisiveness. Ready? Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love, says it's gone. Now let's blow off taken for granted. Blow hard, infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Is there anything else that needs to be looked at? It says, no, there isn't. All right. Now I want to ask again, is your gallbladder happy? And it says, yes, it is. So your gallbladder's happy now. Okay. And I want to ask, is there an underlying cause of anything else that needs to be looked at this time? It says, no, but that was it. So we just cleared out that energy that was blocked there. And I want you to be very aware if you feel taken for granted from anybody, and you stop that and not let that happen because you are such a giving person. I know you. And you want to do everything for everyone, and people can take advantage of that. And you have to decide for your letting that happen, you know, feeling and making the decisions, you know, that's never easy either, but I know that we've cleared it out, so you should be feeling a lot better in that situation. So,
thank you.
Does that sound about right with you?
Yes, sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we will talk soon. Thank you for calling in, honey.
Thank you.
Have a great evening. Okay.
Okay.
So now,
well, that was
where are
great.
We now? Wasn't that great?
Now,
I was
going to say now we have Catalina. We're doing good on time. I mean, now we have Ibitar. Ibitar, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Ibitar. I'm trying to find you on my page. Here we are. You're way up here. Gosh. Seeing all these people online. Isn't this fun? Yeah, we're doing great on our time. So, Ibitar, do you have a health issue, something you would like for me to check today?
Yeah, I've been having a lot of swelling in my thighs and in my right above my knees, and I think I have some inflammation there. And
okay.
I don't know if I've been having a lot of interaction with electronic, kind of negative electromagnetic energy causing a lot of problems in my body.
Uh-huh. Do you wear a magnet? Ibitar, you've said this before. Do you wear magnets? Do you put one on your body to protect yourself?
Well, I have one that I wear sometime, you know, with a quartz, and then I had a bracelet and it broke, and no, I don't have one. I have one that I carry in my purse all the time.
Well, you need to have it on your body too, from
okay.
those things. That's one thing. I have that problem too. Well, first of all, what's showing up, it says your body has toxins. Let's see what's showing here. Where are those toxins coming from? You got it. EM, electromagnetic toxins, that's what it says,
yep.
going on with you. So you know that. So is it sound, microwave, scalar, radiation, fluorescent, color? It's EMF cellular. So it's the cell phone. That's when you're on that cell phone, make sure that you have got some protection there. Okay, I want to ask, is there an underlying cause that has to do with this? And it says, yes, there is. So let's go back and see what the underlying, if there is something else that could be looked at here that could be causing that. Okay, it says pathogens. Let's see what's going on there. Mold, viral, parasites, fungal. Okay, this is something fungal going on. Okay, here we go. An opportunistic organism grows where possible. Okay, it comes from an antibiotic use, high sugar intake. To watch your sugar. Now be careful with that hormone, pregnant. You have eczema at all?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm getting fatigue and I'm getting high sugar intake. Do you have diabetes or anything like that?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, I want to ask how do we get rid of this fungus? Would neem, leaf capsules would be good, coconut oil, no, activated sodium chloride, tyrosine, okay. Okay, says what would be good is neem leaves. Have you ever heard of neem? It's spelled N-E-E-M.
Yeah, I've heard of neem, and I also have some herbs for that. I have some herbs for it that I can start taking. Yeah, I heard of neem.
What is it that you're taking for this then?
Well, I haven't started taking it. I forget the exact name of it, but because it's good for a lot of different things, but fungus was one of the things that it's good for, so I have to go look it up. But I do have the herb already.
Okay. You've got my phone number. Call me when you find it and let me muscle test you and see if it is the right thing and how much to take of it. I'll be happy to help you with that.
Okay.
All right. And that's probably...
So is this an internal fungus? It's internal.
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I know I don't have anything external. So what's the number that I should call when I find the herb?
901. You got the number? You got it? Pencil?
Yeah.
901-331-0841.
Okay.
Okay, now I want to ask if there's anything else that you need. And I'm just going to ask if you have a fungal infection, and I'm getting yes, you do. See, you don't know it. It's kind of one of those silent things. It's like getting the pathogen, it's in you. Okay. So anyway, that says you do, and it says sugar. So could it be yeast? Do you have a yeast? Okay, inhibitor, yeast. You have yeast. I'm getting yeast. Okay. All right. So if that's it, then that's when it said sugar, high sugar, you've got to be careful. Sugar is like putting kerosene on the fire. It really affects yeast in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so both of these
are not presenting themselves, like outwardly any kind of way. So I wouldn't even know. Because they're not presenting themselves on an outward level. It's not, I know I used to, my left feet used to have something like a fungal, but it healed up.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, call me back about that herb, and we'll just see if that would work and if that would be the best thing for you to take at this time. I want to ask if there is anything else, another underlying thing that needs to be looked at. And she says, no, it is. Is that, first of all, the EMF energies that you're getting from your cell, your little phone, or, whatever, radio, cellular, is that what is making you toxic?
Well, this coming from more than the cell phone. It's coming from the towers. It's coming from the box on the television. It's coming from the modem.
It comes from where everything, so you're going to have to find ways to protect yourself from that. Unplug everything at night, and wear your magnets
on you. I do, every night, I do.
Uh-huh.
And on the side of the computer, I have the magnet on the side of the computer.
I do. I know, I do too. And it's really important that if you're on your phone, you got to have all that good stuff. I know you're doing everything, but let's see if this will help you to get rid of your, you know, the swelling in your thighs. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, that says that's it for right now.
So I don't have any emotional, like, you know.
No,
stuff.
I didn't pick up anything emotional right now. You're doing good. You're you're okay emotionally.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Because I would
so
pull
that
pull
out.
I always ask. Okay.
Okay, I'll pull that out and I'll call you. Once
okay,
I,
that
you
sounds
know,
good.
Look it up.
All right.
Okay,
call
thank you.
Call me tomorrow about it. That'll be good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
Annie, where are we
thank
now?
Thank you, Ibitar. Okay, now we are at Pam. Pam is calling in from Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Are
I'm
you there,
Pam?
Pam? Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Are you ready to get for me to check you out this evening? I've been telling Pam I wanted to do this with her, and we thought we would do it before we get to work on her more before she moves to Montana. But anyway, we're on board now, and I have Pam's permission to see what's showing up for her at this time. Let's see. Okay, first thing that's showing up is pathogens. Now, let me see what pathogens it says it is. Says it's something bacterial. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Larger single-cell organisms, common bacteria. Is it strep? Is it staph? Is it salmonella? Is it E. coli? Let me see. Let me just do a little thing here. I've got it. Okay. I'm Pam. I'm Pam. Okay. Pam. Yeah, it shows that there is a, it's like there's a bacterial infection that's going on here. And so, have you been having any fever, fatigue, any rash, muscle aches, maybe muscle aches?
Yeah, some muscle aches. No rash.
Yeah, that's
itchy.
Yeah.
A little itchy.
I just picked up muscle aches more than anything. That's what's going on. And I want to ask your body, do you have a bacterial infection? It says, yes, you do. Okay. Now, do you have any of the Saruta Plus to take?
What is it?
Saruta Plus. Remember?
Oh,
the standard process?
Yes.
Okay. For you to get well, you need to take Saruta Plus. Yes, it'd be good for you. You need that. Just to take 1, 2, 3 a day, once a day, 3 a day for 1 week, 2 weeks, for 2 weeks. 3 a day for 2 weeks, and that should clear out this bacterial infection and get your muscles feeling better. Okay.
Okay.
Now, let me see if there's an underlying cause there. Even though it says that we're going off the air, but as long as you're on online, you can still listen to me. Okay. Let's go to see if there is an underlying cause that's creating that bacterial infection. And it says yes, there is. I want to ask: is there trapped emotions there? It says yes, there are. How many are there? 1, 2, 3. It says there's 3 trapped emotions. Okay, well, let's see what they are. Maybe just clearing out some of these trapped emotions will help you, too, to heal a lot faster. Okay, the first trapped emotion, says you've been peeved about something. Okay.
Then what?
That, you know, if you're peeved, P-E-E-V-E-D.
Okay.
Got that?
Okay.
And,
yeah,
if you're peeved, you're going to feel resentment. That goes along with being peeved. Okay. Now, there is one more. Overwhelmed. Well, I can see that. You just moved. That's still got to be overwhelming.
Okay.
Going into a new place. Okay. I want to ask, clearing out
there
these three trapped...
Yeah. There were three. So you just told me about two.
Peeved, resentment, and overwhelmed.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Peeved and resentment. Okay. All right. Now I'm sorry. Okay. Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If resentment comes up, I know you're going to have peeved in there too. They always go together. So
okay.
It's hard to not feel resentment if you're pissed off about something. Okay. Okay. So I tell you what. Let's blow off these three emotions and let's just see how this bacterial infection that you've got, if it can clear that up. So first of all, let's blow off peeved. Take a deep breath. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Says it's gone. Now, let's blow off resentment. All resentment. Take a deep breath. Blow hard. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Okay. Now, let's blow off overwhelm. Blow hard. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love. Okay, now I want to go back and let's ask again. I'm going to do my other computer next time. I'm going to ask, would this correct your bacterial infection? No, because you're still going to have to take something. But for how long? It's same amount of time. 1, 2, 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I want to ask if there is an underlying cause besides the trapped emotions that are bothering you. No. Actually, is there anything else that needs to be looked at? Just no. So that was it. So the thing is, we want to find out why you're not feeling so good. So it says you got a little bacterial infection. Honey, you could pick it up anywhere. It could be, just a bug.
Right. Just can't be,
Yes. And, moving around and new different places and everything. But clearing this out and getting these emotions off of you, this will bring, I'm going to go back. Before, when we first started talking, and I keep forgetting to do this, I wanted to see what your immune system is. On a scale of 1 to 10, a 10 being the highest, when I first came on the line, your immune system was at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6. Okay, now we're going to go forward in time to this present moment, and let's see what your immune system is, because that's what keeps you from getting sick. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you're back up to an 8, not a 10. But I think once you get this infection out of it, it'll bring you to a 10. I'm getting a positive on that.
Okay.
How did that feel good? Did that feel right for you?
Yeah. That does. That sounds just perfect. And peeved, resentment, overwhelmed, Yes, thank you.
Yes, I know, honey. You just said those. We've been talking. I don't know why you haven't said, check my emotions. Every time we talk, we will do that.
Check your emotions. Yeah.
And, I showed you how to check your emotions yourself. Pam is great at muscle testing.
I've got to start doing that.
Remember it's
the beginning of your show when you were talking with Annie about doing it. I just have to start doing it and have the confidence. Like Annie said, you don't always trust yourself. And I do it for other certain things, but I don't do it for everything. So I have to start doing it for everything.
Right,
so
and that's why.
In it.
Right, when I get my video on the up and going that I'm going to do about the power reflex method, I will talk about all the things. That's how we forget that how much, and there are certain little things that I know how you can muscle test your reflex points that other people don't know. So I'll be sharing that with you too. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
Yes,
okay, Pam. We have two more people that just been waiting very patiently.
Okay, who's the next one? I would do everybody
Phyllis.
That called in. Phyllis?
Let's bring in
Phyllis
from Arkansas.
Hi, this is Phyllis.
Hi, Phil. Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so glad to be connected right now with you. I'm I'm anxious to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Phyllis, do you have a health issue, something that you'd like to ask about?
Yes. Right now, my biggest fear is my circulation.
Again.
With it.
Okay. Well, may I ask how old you are?
I'm 64.
Okay. All righty. Sometimes it's good to know the age, too. Sometimes I don't even need it. All right, now let me see what I'm picking up here, Phyllis. Since I have your permission, I always ask for help from above for the highest healing for Phyllis at this time using me. Okay, it says toxins are showing up first. Let's see where these toxins are coming from. Excess. Okay, let's see what this is. Free radicals. Okay, free radicals. Let's see what that is. Made of unstable atoms created by oxidation, comes from overeating, radiation, tobacco, direct sunlight, smog, pollution, foods, fine fats and sugars. how the body rusts. Now, I wonder what that means, rust. That's something new. Okay, I want to ask, do you have free radical toxicity? And I'm getting it positive. It says, yes, you definitely do.
Okay.
Studies show that periodic fasting and eating fewer calories slow down rate of free radical formation. It says take antioxidants such as acai, A-C-A-I, organic berries, wheatgrass juice, and natural chocolate.
Okay.
Those are three great antioxidants. But you know, honey, there are so many wonderful things out there. Now, if you went to a health food store and just say, where are the... What's the best antioxidants? What's the biggest seller? What's everybody doing? I know if you're not sensitive to wheatgrass, that is a very potent. What is affecting your circulation? Yeah. So these free radicals in your body is what's creating this. I want to ask if there is an underlying cause that needs to be looked at. And says, yes, there is. Let's see what that is. Okay. Just misalignment. Let's see what's going on there. Something to do with the skeleton. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Is it facial bones? No. I think it's facial bones. Oh, here. That's ethmoid bone. Sphenoid bone. It says the occipital bone. Well, that's interesting. Okay. You know where the occipital bone is? Right there in the very back of the skull. Yeah, that's the occipital. This is the cranial.
Yes.
So have you ever had cranial work done? Anywhere in Winford can work on your cranials. That would be something good to check out.
Great. Okay. I have had some cranial, but I know there's more than, there's so much out there when it comes to that. I'm not sure which...
Right.
Cranial work. Is this something more than what a chiropractor would need to do?
Well, cranial work, a chiropractor would not be able to. Right.
Yeah, it's cranial sacral work, I got.
Yeah. Well, that would be, I'm going to ask if that would be the best for you at this time. Yeah. Would a chiropractic adjustment help you at this time? So I'm getting yes, that would be a good thing too. Because it's something to do with the occipital, and that's the very back. Up the head, and with the connection to the underneath there. I want to ask, too, are there any trapped emotions there in that at this time? Is this an underlying cause? It says, yes, there is. It says you do have one, two trapped emotions that are in that occipital area. Let's see what they are and see if I can get those cleared out for you, and that might make things start feeling a lot better. Okay, column A, column B, conflict, creating. Okay, it says you're feeling unsupported. That's one of them. Let's see what the other one is. Shows up, like I said, for a lot of people. Worthless and feeling unsupported. Do you believe you're feeling that way, having those emotions right now?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one second. I've got to plug my cell phone in. I'm
running out of juice.
Okay. Sorry. I had to plug it in. I've just used up all my juice on this call. Okay. All right. It says, is there anything else that needs to be looked at regarding this? And it says, no. Would it? Okay, let's just blow these off. And what you just do is just, you know, take a deep breath and let's blow off the first emotion that showed up, was feeling unsupported. Do we need to go back in time and look at when this first happened? And says, yes, we do. Okay, let me go back here and see. This is at the heart wall. When you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old is when it all begins. Okay, something happened when you were 10. Was it with the mother? Something with the father? Something with the father. Did you feel some unsupport regarding your relationship with him at that time? Can you remember? That's a long time ago.
What grade are you in when you're 10?
Well, you've been in about fifth grade when that
fifth
happened.
Fifth grade, yes. That was a very difficult time.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so you got very unsupported then. Well,
okay.
Now I want to go back in time and let's see about the other one where you were feeling worthless when you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 again. Same time. Was this with the mother? No, again with the father. So feeling unsupported would definitely make you feel worthless. You know, I'm not good for nothing, you know. And I'm not getting support from my father. Okay. Well, it says that those two our emotions are trapped there in that lower back of your head there, that occipital area. You want to blow those off right now and let's just remove them real quick?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Take a deep breath and let's blow off feeling unsupported. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Tears just gone. Now let's blow off feeling worthless. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, Holy Spirit, infinite love. Tears just gone. Okay. Now I want to ask if we have cleared out these emotions that are in the occipital area. And says, yes, we have. Right now, your occipital bone is saying it's happy. It's doing good. So there was a couple of trapped emotions in there. Now, let's see if there is any underlying cause of something, anything else that needs to be looked at. Again, hold on. Let's see. Okay. Dead at this time. Says, no, that was it. We cleared out those things. So all you have to do is get on, what was the first thing? Oh, I wish I had. Did you write it down? Where are we?
Yes, the unsupported and the worthless.
Right.
With the two emotions, the misalignment in the occipital, and clearing out the free radical toxins.
Right, the free radicals. So, honey, what is the one? There's so many grape seed extract. All grape seeds, you know, from the seed, that is supposed to be wonderful to heal free radicals. There's so much out there now, and it's in diet, it's in nutrition. So get online or go to your health food store and, you know, research that and see if that doesn't make you start feeling better. And, of course, you have my phone number. Huh?
I thought I was allergic to wheatgrass, but I can do the Aussie and the natural chocolate.
Well,
I thought
you
I was
see,
allergic.
You might be. Are you sensitive to gluten?
I'm not sure.
Well, gluten is wheat. I can't do
wheatgrass. Yes, And I try not to do. I try to.
Yeah, I'm getting
gluten.
A negative on wheatgrass. There's many other things there.
Yeah,
that.
I do the wheatgrass, but I can do the other stuff.
Yes, and just see what's there. And do you know how to do a sway test where you test your foods or your vitamins?
I can douse it.
Okay.
With my douse.
All right.
Or finger do it.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. That's what you need to do. Or get someone to just hold the product and say, muscle test my arms if it's strong, you know. With this.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Phyllis, thank you for calling in. And if you
well,
have a question
so
in
much.
The future, call me back.
Okay.
Well, you're
oh,
welcome.
I
glad
wanna,
you called in. Yes.
I asked, I Googled your website.
Yes.
And it just comes up Angel Works. Is that something you have to sign into to get connected to you?
Well, my website is yourangelworks.com.
Yourangelworks.com. Okay, I'll try it again. Okay.
Yeah, it's websitting your
email you.
Okay, that'd be great. Or you can go right to my email address, which is angelworks22@hotmail.com.
Angelworks22. Okay, at mm-hmm. hotmail.com. Okay, and I have your phone number, the 901 phone number.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay.
You have a good
okay,
evening.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling
thank
in.
Thank you so
all
much.
Righty.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. That was
all
great,
right, we got
too.
One more. I know.
Okay.
I'm
let's,
so
let's
happy.
Let's bring
we're
James
helping.
In. And what
okay.
a great job. Yes.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. So, James, do you have something you want to ask me this evening?
I am open to whatever you see for me. I do appreciate, I've been enjoying the show. I really appreciate your energy and all the work that you're doing. It is so great, and thank you for being on, and I'm just open to whatever you get.
All right. Let me just, since I have your permission, I always ask
yes.
for help from above and for the highest healing. Let's see if there's something that is showing up on my page for you. Okay, I'm getting nutrition and lifestyle. Let's see what that is. Okay. Okay, it says dehydration. Here we go again. Do you feel you drink enough water?
I was just thinking about that today, that I need to drink some more water. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you want me to tell you what your body needs, how much water it needs
yeah.
a day? How many ounces?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll start with 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 51, 52, 52 ounces a day for your body, height, your body weight and everything. That's how, so
okay.
if you, you know, and get the real water. Don't get the out of the tap. Get you some good spring clean water.
Okay.
And if you don't have a water purifier, okay?
Okay,
I want to ask if there is an underlying cause, considering this, it needs to be looked at. Because, yeah, there is, but something else. Let's see. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. My phone is getting hot here, and I'm...
Okay.
can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, good. That way I've got both hands free, and I can check you more because there is something else that needs to... Okay, some pathogens are showing up. So I'm getting a bacterial. Okay, I'm going to check you right now to see what's coming up here. Bacterial, is it, what kind is it? It definitely have a bacterial infection. Now, have you been feeling any fever, any fatigue, a rash? Muscle aches. I'm getting some muscle aches. Are you having any of that problem?
Yeah, I had some muscle ache on my left hand, my left arm, and I have been fatigued, especially the last few days.
Okay. That's all that's showing up. Okay. Of course, now there are different things that you can get. He recommends wild oregano oil or olive leaf extract. Have you heard of these two products?
No, I'm writing this down because I've never heard of it.
Okay.
Oregano oil?
Wild, W-I-L-D, oregano oil. And you can get that at the health food store. It's not oregano like you get at the grocery store. Or olive leaf extract. And I'm getting either one of these would be good for you. The wild oregano oil, it's a liquid, and you would need how many tablespoons a day to clear this out? 2 tablespoons a day for how long? 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 3 days for 4 weeks? Yeah. Take that long to get that cleared out. Let's see what olive leaf extract says. That comes in a capsule form. But these are natural antibiotics. That's what this is. This is chicken. These kill viruses. You can't take an antibiotic that leaves your viruses in the body. And if you have a virus, okay, polyp leaf extract, how many a day? We're going to go 100 milligrams, 200 milligrams a day. How many? If that comes in like 200 milligrams. So 1, 2, 3. You could get 3 of those a day for how long? 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Anything you're going to take, it says it's going to take about a month to clear this out. And, you know, because you're using natural supplements, sometimes that does take longer. But if you started taking it and got back with me in a couple of weeks, I could tell you more then what's going on. And if you, maybe you don't have, you can cut back to 1 tablespoon of the whatever you decide to get. Sometimes it works like that. Always take this with food, both of them, because don't want to get your stomach upset. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now let me see if there's anything else that needs to be looked at. Is there anything else that this does? Yeah, it says you have 1, 2. You've got 2 trapped emotions. Let's see what those are. And we're going to clear those out for you. Pride, if it's a heart wall, says it is a heart wall. So back in time, when you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, in your soul, something happened. It was with the mother, something with the father, something with your dad that really hurt your pride when you were about 10. When you think of something, then is it important that you know it? Says no, it isn't, but it's always good you can remember that time.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of things I can think about between those two.
Okay. All right. That's definitely positive on that. Let's see what the other one is. It's coming up. There's some shame going on. Let's see what the shame, how old were you when this happened? When you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 10, 13, 14. That just puts you in about the 8th grade, somewhere there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something with the skin with the father. Something that was said that makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that is showing up? And it says, no, that we need to, but let's clear those out. See, a heart wall, these build a wall over your heart to protect you. Because there was a lot of pain there. And, you know, you think at 2 years, oh, I've worked through that. But what happens is you continually attract feelings, symptoms of pride, you know, pride getting hurt or feeling shame about something. And, I mean, it's just, it's because it's still trapped in there. It's the subconscious mind wanting to protect you. But what we're doing is we're going to tell the subconscious mind right now, we don't need your help, don't protect us anymore. I don't carry pride and shame around with me anymore. So that is not good for you. We don't need that anymore. Okay, you ready? Let's blow these off. You ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's blow off pride. Take a deep breath. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. That's gone. Now, James, let's blow off shame. Blow really hard. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, Holy Spirit. Infinite love. Infinite love. That just counts. I want to ask at this time, is there anything else that needs to be looked at? And it says no. It says that we just cleared those 2 things out. But I think that it's really good that we found that you did have a bacterial infection, because we can walk around not having a clue while we feel crummy or why this and that is hurting. And, you know, since you said it had been going on for some time, that's what's going to take you about a month to heal. And sometimes it can take up even to 3 months. But right now it says in 1 month, if you will take these supplements, you're going to get that infection out of you. And I want you to do that. I want you to listen to me. Because
absolutely.
It gets you really, really sick if you didn't take care of it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you for calling in. We love it when men call in. You just have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, and thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
And if you need to speak with Pam at a later date, 901-331-0841. And you can always log back into the show shortly after it's over here and listen to the whole show again so you can hear what Pam has to say to you again. It's always going to be in the archives, okay?
Thank you so much for this show. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, gosh, Annie, we did it, honey.
We did it. You even went over 30 minutes, so that's pretty good. So what is your closing thought?
Oh, what are my closing thoughts? Is that I just feel so blessed that Nelson is on the planet and he is giving us this wonderful process that he has studied and practiced and learned for years. I mean, he is sharing all his stuff. This is nothing. He's not holding back any good things, what he does. And, I mean, I just scratched the surface. But I'm going to get a lot better at it as time goes on. And I'm just, like I said, I'm happy to be able to offer this to people and in the world, you know, because there's quite a few people that are learning this now. But and really, anyone that learns special testing can get this program and really take care of all kinds of issues, you know, with your family or something, you know. And, you know, the thing is, besides it's all, he's got it all set up on computer, but it's also a book. I've got everything that I, you know, that I need to look at is in a book. He said, if anything ever happens and you didn't have your access, you can just do it right there. So he's got it set up for if there's anything ever goes wrong and we need to be able to heal ourselves. And, of course, this is all energy healing. But wasn't it fun? Did you love everything that showed
up?
Yeah.
It was great. I can't wait for you to do me.
I know. Well, I will. We're going to do you soon, and we'll spend some time where I give it. I want to thank you, honey, for helping me this evening, as always. You're my angel, Angel Annie.
Yes, and Angel Pam. I can't
right,
wait to see you soon.
I know. Okay, well, everyone have a good evening, and I have Troika St. Germain is going to be on next Monday, and she's an awesome lady, and she's going to talk about being the master of your life. So we'll see what she has to say.
That sounds great. Have a great week.